Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, that was powerful. That was very interesting. I just heard from our friend Richard in Jordan. And I've gotten to meet Richard in Jordan before. He dropped in on our Montana Talk studios once, one of our great callers out there across the state. But Richard actually came and saw us. He came to Big Sandy. We were in Big Sandy, Montana, Saturday afternoon, early evening, ahead of the Fusion fights in Havre. We were at the Mint Bar and Cafe and had a great time. Got to meet a ton of friends in Big Sandy. Plus, we had, you know, some friends drive up from Great Falls. Friends like Norma Ashby Smith and Dwight Smith. They came up and met some Big Sandy friends while we were doing our event at the Mint Bar and Cafe. And so it was really cool. But Richard and Jordan brought his family. He brought his wife and son. And he thought, you know what? We thought, let's make a trip out of this. You know, let's go to Big Sandy. And let's go see Aaron. Get one of those gift cards he's been talking about that he's been passing out all across the state of Montana at these events that are paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. And so, but then he thought, you know what? I'm going to take a drive to the northern border. I want to show my son what the northern border actually looks like. He had never taken his son to, you know, to the border with Canada, much less across the border into Canada before. And so he talked about, you know, he was just going to go see the border, expecting to get turned back around. They didn't even have passports or anything like that, just their Montana driver's licenses. But the Canadians, they got them right in. They're like, yeah, go, come on in, have fun, enjoy your time, and whoosh, right into Canada. But then trying to get back into the United States of America, put policy aside for a moment, whatever the policies are, whatever documents you need, he said there was probably, 50-some cars waiting in line to get back into the United States of America because our northern border personnel are so understaffed and so undermanned right now. The U.S. Border Patrol agent that they talked with was like, customs guy was like, man, I got 4 hours of sleep. I've been, you know, doing 3-4 days of 12-hour shifts. We just don't have the manpower right now. And I told Richard, I was like, you know, that's a big deal for you, having to wait 45-plus minutes just to get back into your own country because of the undermanned northern border personnel. But, man, you were just going on a educational journey, just going on a little bit of a field trip with your family. Imagine if you had an important piece of farm equipment that you needed to get back to your farm so you could get your combine back up and running for the harvest that's currently underway. And you had to sit there and wait because of our undermanned personnel. And it's just another reminder of just the tragedy of what is occurring in America right now, where our southern border is completely wide open. There's Russians, there's communist Chinese infiltrators, there's terrorists, there's people from Iran that are just walking across our southern border and then being handed your money. And then they want to fast track them into citizenship so they can take away your vote. But you got to wait, whether you got farm equipment in hand or just going for a little bit of a trip. That's what's happening in America right now.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, get your phone calls in today, 406-294-0970. We've got the phone lines open for you here for the full hour. The only, guest that's going to join us this hour is later in, towards the tail end of the show. We've got the market president, the Miles City market president for Stockman Bank is going to join us. We want to get the word out. You know, a lot of ranchers, a lot of folks have been impacted by that 200,000-acre Remington fire that started in northern Wyoming and pushed into Montana. And so Stockman Bank is offering up some matching funds to assist those affected by the Remington fire. So we want to help get the word out there. So that'll be later on in the show. But for now, what do you want to talk about? Give us a ring, 406-294-0970. Because tomorrow, instead of open phones, it's going to be open mics. Tomorrow, we're going to be live from Yellowstone Sporting Goods in Livingston. Then Monday, we've got a special best of Labor Day show for you. And then, of course, we'll be back in studio with you on Tuesday. Let's jump right into the phone lines here. We've got, she's calling in from Eastern Montana. She goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected. I've gotten to meet her in person. Great lady. Hey, thanks so much for calling in. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning, Montana. And of course, thank you to our veterans and service members. Out of all the stories this week out there right now, I know you talked about it a little bit earlier today, but I wanted to quickly revisit this story about the gang takeovers in Colorado. So what they're doing, like you've described, is they're entering these homes and taking over these apartment complexes. Now, what this is called is a home invasion. I lived on the border and in Phoenix for 6 years. I know what it looks like. I've seen the behavior. It used to happen back 20 years ago down there, but it's called a home invasion. And so if your listeners believe that this won't happen in Montana, then I have a few facts for them. Gangs are in our state even if we do not see them. And Senator Tester voted no on detaining and deporting violent criminals. He voted yes for mass amnesty, voted yes to fund sanctuary cities, and voted to allow Biden to stop building the border wall. So all of these things that you see happening around our country, the bad things, really the negative things, if you do enough research, they all lead back to Senator Tester and his failed policies. So just because this isn't happening in Montana right now, and like you said, it's just a short drive away from Colorado, believe you me, I have seen it, and I know it is in our state. And yeah, that's really all I wanted to touch on. Be vigilant, make good decisions, protect yourself, but this is just a preview of what is to come for the rest of our country.
Yeah, no, this there's a story at FoxNews.com. Video shows armed gang at troubled Colorado apartment building believed to have been taken over by migrants. Basically, they believe that, and there's a Aurora City Council woman who's highlighting this. You can see the video. It's crazy video. Several armed gunmen that storm this apartment, and they're believed to be part of the Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua. And these are criminal illegal aliens who've come into this country and then, of course, gotten our taxpayer dollars. And yeah, I mean, Aurora, Colorado is basically a southern sub. My mom used to live there. It's a southern suburb of Denver and being taken over by criminal illegal gangs. And you're right. We're seeing this here in Montana, the Mexican drug cartels, the fentanyl, the meth that are targeting our reservations in particular. But look, you had an illegal alien. President Trump referenced this at the Trump rally in Bozeman, Montana. You had an illegal alien stab a guy in downtown Bozeman recently. We've had illegal aliens in separate incidents get busted drunk driving the wrong way on our interstates. And then not to mention, just look at the federal court rules here, and you'll see, you know, all of the illegal aliens who are showing up in federal court with their connection to the drug activity.
That's absolutely correct, Aaron. And I want to just push a little bit further, because when I have brought up these facts to people online, it doesn't matter. The very first thing they jump to is, oh, you're being racist. Oh, you don't like brown people. Oh, you know, just the most outlandish things. And I want people to understand that it is okay to not want migrant gangs and to maybe, oh, you might not like brown people. Push back with that.
Yeah,
not all
don't let them get away with that garbage. Yeah,
yeah,
we're telling the white Russians to stay out, too. And by the way, we would take brown people who come here legally and throw your white ass out that hates America in a heartbeat, if you ask me. Right. That's the one for one policy. Get these white spoiled brat liberals in Portland that hate America. Let's get them out of our country. And yeah, let's get somebody regardless of their skin color who loves America. Let's get them in the right way, the legal way. Right.
Amen, Aaron. Amen. So everybody just, you know, hang tight. But yeah, be vigilant.
That's my one in, one out policy. I think
I love that.
I think the Joker John Jackson helped me develop my comprehensive border policy one day on the radio here. One in, we're the bouncers. All right. Yeah, all right, you can come in. All right, you get the heck out of here. All right. You hate America? Then leave. This guy loves America, wants to follow the process and come through the legal way. All right, you're in, buddy. Come on in, right? Instead of what's going on right now. This was a story, another Fox News headline. Man, this just came out. Foxnews.com. Here's the headline. College athletes are being offered thousands to endorse Montana senators' reelection bid through name and likeness deals. Fox News now covering the big story that we broke right here on Montana Talks earlier this week. Why is the rest of the Montana media refusing to report this major news story that's getting national attention? We all know the answer to that question, right? Phone lines are open, 294-0970.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
My goodness, look at all these callers we've got on the phone lines. All right, the phone lines just filled up. So if you're on the line, be patient. I want to hear from every single one of you. If you're somebody who's still trying to call in, well, hey, as we say goodbye to one caller, you can call in and we'll say hello to you. Let's go to Stu in Marion. Stu, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Aaron. Good to talk to you. Hey, listen, I heard Jimmy Failey give you a shout-out last Friday.
Really?
On Fox News Radio. I was listening to it on my Alexa, you know. And,
wow.
And sure enough, he had a Montana caller, and then he said, yeah, I was there with Aaron Flint. Great guy.
Holy cow.
I fell out.
That's really cool. Who was the Montana caller?
Yeah, really cool.
What were they talking about?
It was someone from Butte, Montana, that called in, and they had caught his show in Helena.
That's awesome.
And Jimmy Failey gave you a shout out.
Man,
listen,
he's cool.
I was sitting in Whitefish the other day, last Friday, at the Pen and Q having breakfast.
Yeah.
And these two old veterans were sitting behind me having breakfast. And they were talking about how effective the DNC, they were obviously Democrats, and they were talking about how effective the DNC convention was. And they said, well, if Kamala will just not talk about issues, and just continue to rail on Trump, I think this is the way we can win. We've got to make sure when we do this fundraiser next week, we don't talk about the issues. And I got up and I turned around and I said, gentlemen, bad policy affects everybody badly, including your grandchildren and your great grandchildren and my grandchildren and my great grandchildren. Policy is important. And that's what two old guys who are veterans should be talking about. It almost kills me.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, yeah, I wonder which fundraiser that is. If it was a Bussy,
last week.
If it was Bussy or Tester, it must have been. Yeah,
probably Tester. Well, it's just a Democrat fundraiser. They got them all over Whitefish, all over Columbia Falls. All they're going constantly. And I just, I'm just so pained at the fact that we just cannot continue down the financial road. I don't know why an elderly gentleman cannot see that, because most elderly people have been through the checking account. You know, we all grew up with the checkbook, you know, and you had to balance the checkbook. And I just don't, you know, today we don't have to do so much of that because of all the, you know, digital banking and everything. But holy moly, guys.
It is interesting that their job is that they're honest, that they're admitting that they know that their job is to not talk about what they really believe, to not talk about what they really stand for. In other words, they know that if John Tester is going to win, that if Kamala Harris is going to win, they have to lie about what they actually stand for. It's the same strategy in both. Hey, by the way, who was your – did you have a cool waitress that has, like, the nickname Sunshine when you were at the Pen and Q? Because I had a great breakfast at the Pen and Q. With my dad,
the
about a month ago.
Yeah, the same gal is in there all the time, and she is a very, very happy lady.
Isn't she great? She's a character.
There's so many great breakfast places to go to and listen. I just listen because, you know, I grew up in the East Coast, and I've been in part of the William and Mary crowd and the University of Virginia crowd, and so, you know, a lot of non-military friends, you know, now have bureaucratic positions in Washington. In fact, I was just in the East filming a television show, and I got a chance to go to a wedding in Herndon up near Washington. And, of course, you know, you get a lot of different opinions when you get a whole bunch of bureaucrats in one room.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to tell you right now, the biggest joke when I said I was from Montana, a bunch of guys looked at me and said, "Man, why in the heck do Montanans keep on voting that guy in? You know, we see him all the time."
It's a question that comes up all the time. Yeah, they know he's a flaming radical leftist, but yet somehow comes back to Montana and pretends to be something else. Hey, well, great to hear from you, Stu. Thanks so much for calling in. And yeah, that waitress speaking of jokes, that waitress at Pin and Q's in Whitefish, she's a character. My brother asked, "Hey, you know," she's like, "Well, what do you want for your side?" I don't know if it was an omelet or the eggs Benedict or whatever. And he said, "Well, do you got any fruit?" And she said, "Look out that window. Do you see any fruit trees out there?" And then she took the little, you know, the little plastic packets of jam or jelly. She said, "There you go. There's your side of fruit. All right. Enjoy your breakfast. See you later." She was a character. 294-0970. We freed up a phone line for you. Next up, let's go to Mark in Fort Benton. Mark, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, good morning, Aaron, and I really love your show.
Well, you're too kind. Thank you.
Well, the reason I'm calling is about the issue of the ads being run against Sheehy about his position to remove or discontinue all government funding for health care and having it all privatized, regardless of whatever programs are out now. And I can't believe Sheehy would ever take that position like they're claiming in these ads against Sheehy.
Yeah, it's a straight up lie.
I know what his real position is, so I can argue against some of these people I talk to that say, "He's going to do that. I'm not for Sheehy." And I go, "That's got to be not true." And so what do you think, Aaron?
Well, I think the easiest way to point out what a big lie that is to start with the VA. Tim Sheehy has talked at length about the VA. Okay, but before I get to that, really the broader point here is I would ask every single one of these people is, okay, can you trust a word out of Chuck Schumer's mouth? You know, because most of our Montana friends know, oh, yeah, I wouldn't trust a word out of Chuck Schumer's mouth. Okay, well, these lying ads attacking Tim Sheehy are coming straight out of the mouth and the dark money machine of Chuck Schumer. So why would you believe any of these ads? Why would you fall for any of them when you can just look at every single one of these ads and know they're a big pile of Adam Horse Schiff? With an F there, right? I mean, so again, like, why do we have to explain ourselves? We're not the ones that opened up the southern border. We're not the ones that got us on the brink of World War III. We're not the ones that have put the VA on decline in the last 3 years. We're not the ones who led to a 22% increase in inflation in Montana in the last 3 years. Why do we have to explain ourselves? We should immediately dismiss any of the garbage coming out of the other side immediately out of hand. They should have to explain why their phony attack ads have any merit whatsoever. We don't need to explain anything to these people. The response is, why would you believe a word coming out of Chuck Schumer's mouth? Go buy groceries right now and tell me how great John Tester is for you, right?
Exactly. But here's the thing. If you tell a lie often enough, some people will believe it.
That's right.
That's
so don't be one of the gullible some people.
Counteract or explain that that's a lie or something, that Sheehy's position is this, not that.
Yeah.
That's
although
my point.
You know, and that's a great point. And that's, I think that's what people are saying, is they just want to see a response, meaning they see the fact that Chuck Schumer and John Tester and these dark money out-of-state leftists are flooding the state with these phony commercials. And they're like,
right,
I want to see a response. I want to hear a response. Well, There is a response out there. It's just our side doesn't have all the California, New York money to counteract it. So we're never going to be able to outgun the other side in campaign commercials. But what's interesting is, okay, I told you about that story that Fox News is now reporting about how a dark money group supporting John Tester is trying to buy endorsement deals from student athletes at the University of Montana. They're trying to pay student athletes to endorse John Tester. And female student athletes rejected the deal because John Tester voted against women's sports. That is a major story. It's now getting national attention at FoxNews.com. But the liberal media in Montana is refusing to report the story. Why? Because they protect John Tester. They love reporting on poll numbers. Poll numbers is the easiest story they can do, especially on a Friday like today. Oh, man, they're already eyeing the happy hour special. I worked for a TV station. I know exactly what TV reporters are thinking. They're like, what easy story can I do on a Friday so I can get the heck out of here and go enjoy the Labor Day weekend, right? And they're it's Thursday, but they're in Friday mode. The easiest story they can do is write a story about poll numbers. But they won't write the story right now because the last three major polls show Tim Sheehy leading 5, 6, and 7 points. They don't want to tell you that because they don't want to take the wind out of John Sayles' sputtering campaign. So for some reason, in the midst of this onslaught of phony attack ads, Tim Sheehy's still beating Two-Face Tester.
Well, that's good news, but boy, I'm telling you, I think there's some people that are believing these lies. Not some, I know of lots of people believing these lying and this, information ads. And I still think it's good to have a response.
No, I hear you. Yeah, and there's one out there, and golly, heck, Tim could call in right now, too, if he wanted. Listen, man, I'm talking way too much. I got to get to some more callers here, but let's see. Mark, you live in Fort Benton. Did you make it to the Fireman's concert in Loma last weekend? How was it?
No, I did not. But when Sheehy was here in Fort Benton, I sure made it to that rally he had here in town meeting. It was wonderful. And I talked to him directly about some of these ads. And he said, well, we don't like to run ads that are negative. I said, not negative. We just need a response.
Just right a response. Here. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, his ads have been remarkably positive when you look at how personally negative the Tester ads have been against Tim Sheehy. Tim Sheehy's run a very dignified campaign. I mean, there's a lot to attack John Tester over, but anyway, I wonder if people are responding to the positive campaign from Tim Sheehy there. All right, Mark, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Kevin in Billings, you'll be up first after the break. We got Ed on the phone lines as well. Oh, wait a minute. No, Perry was first up. I apologize. Perry is next in line. So Perry is first up. Then we'll get to Kevin in Billings. We got a phone line that just freed up here as well. 294-0970, the number for you, or you can send us a quick message on the Montana Talks app. We'll try to do a lightning round after this. We had a little too much fun there the last 2 minutes, so we went on a little long.
This is where Montana Talks app with Lane Nordland.
USDA reported that here in Montana, as of Sunday, 82% of the winter wheat crop has been harvested. That is 5 percentage points behind the 5-year average. As for spring wheat, we are seeing 56% of the crop in the Big Sky State harvested. That's a little bit behind the 5-year average of 61%. The national winter wheat crop harvest currently at 51% as of Sunday.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
USDA is updating guidelines to make recommendations to strengthen the documentation that supports animal raising or environmental-related claims on meat or poultry products. Animal raising claims like raised without antibiotics or grass-fed and environmental claims like raised using regenerative ag practices are voluntary marketing claims, USDA says, and producers can only use these claims once they have been approved by the agency. I'm Lane Nordblund.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Perry in Columbus was next in line. Hopefully Perry was able to stick around with us. Perry, are you there? Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir, I am. And I've got a Montana Ranch branding iron to apply to Kamala Harris, Kamala Chameleon Harris. Yeah, let's hope it'll be quick and painful, a literal burning truth for her. You know, her policies have been watching the mess that is her policy. Like, it's like a tennis match at Wimbledon. You know, the ball is going back and forth so fast you can't even see it. But that's probably the intention. You know, she talks about the latest one is she's going to solve the economic crisis. You know, she conveniently doesn't mention that she had a pivotal role in creating that crisis that she's now pretending to want to solve. And I'll pick just one example of many of her, I think it's dozens of tie-breaking votes in the U.S. Senate. $739 billion with a B, pork fest, called with the Orwellian name, the Inflation Reduction Act. You know, by the original sock puppet, Biden even bragged about it at the Democrats' National Convention. That inflation, where do you suppose that comes from? It's Economics 101. She's proposed a carbon tax with no details at all. 44.6% capital gains tax, 28% federal corporate tax rate, the black hole of the Green New Deal costs, and here's a federal tax on unrealized capital gains. You know what that means, people? Ken in Great Falls and Jim in Kalispell? Nobody will be able to keep a privately owned home anymore, mortgage or not. You know, truth is like
and your 401k.
Yeah, and that too. Truth is like a rubber band with the radical left. Stretch it, twist it, break it. It doesn't matter. The facts are what they say they are. And the lamestream media will keep it quiet for them. You know, Aaron, communists are like empty shells of human beings. No morals, no conscience, no allegiance to anything. But their control of the power to destroy our world and dictate everything about your life, if they leave you alive, that is. So think about that before the Venezuelan gangs come to Billings, because it's not if, it's when, unless we stand up and stop them.
Yeah, I've said it before, trendy aragua is not trendy water. It's not trendy agua. It's not trendy water. Tren de Aragua is a very violent criminal, illegal alien gang from Venezuela. All right, Perry, great to hear from you. Let's see. Next up, let's go to, who was it? I think it was, oh, Kevin in Billings was next in line. Kevin, what's going on?
Well, I wanted to remind people about something that just the news reported about Governor Tim Walz and his abortion issue. There was a report that came out on July 1st, 2022, that in 2021, five abortions were done on demand, meaning pretty much, I guess, at birth. Two babies survived it, and all they got was comfort care. And then in, I believe it was 2019, three babies were aborted. Yeah, and none of them got any care. I guess they all survived it, the three babies that were attempted. So here's a question. What if we have a baby in a dumpster? Is that considered an on-demand abortion? There's some serious questions. And real quick, as a side note, I interviewed Dr. Peter McCullough on my podcast. You might want to go give that a listen.
Oh, yeah, I got to check out your podcast. I've got it saved in my Spotify queue list. So as I drive to Livingston and Butte, I need to give that one a listen. Yeah, he joined us on the radio back during all the COVID craziness. So I'll bet you that was some good insight. All right. Well, Kevin, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let me sneak in one more call. Actually, and we might be able to get to more of your phone calls here in a few minutes as well. But we definitely want to talk about the Remington fire and how you can help assist the folks who are struggling after that 200,000-acre fire pushed into Montana. Actually, let's just jump right into that. We'll get to Ed in Billings, Jason in Polson. If you guys can stand by, we'll get to your phone calls here in a few minutes. But we do now have with us Mitch Grove. Mitch Grove is the market president, as I understand it, for the Miles City market for Stockman Bank. And Mitch, I was just across the street from you at the Main Street Grind Cafe a couple weeks ago and just had a great time in downtown Miles City. But thanks for being with us this morning.
No, thank you for having me. And a beautiful, nice, cool day here in Miles City, finally. So certainly enjoying.
Yeah, it's been some wacky weather for you guys. I know when I was down there, we were down at the at Tubbs in the Montana Bar, and I think they were doing a big get together in the park there by the swimming hole because you had that the massive winds that came through, and those are massive trees, but yet those massive trees, some of them got blown over by the winds that were so high. Now we've had this Remington fire started in northern Wyoming. 200,000 acres pushed into Montana. You got a matching grant going on right now through Stockman Bank so our listeners can help out.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's always unfortunate when the summer heat hits and we have to worry about these, but, you know, able to kind of join together with this. You know, we ended up coming, Bill Coffey leading us and on Monday and got together and just knew it wasn't if we were going to do something, but just a matter of putting it together quickly. And so we were able to put $10,000 matching grant to assist those in the Remington fire with that. And we're kind of joining the Rosebud County Cattlewomen and Rosebud County Foundation for helping administer this. So we have an account open now called the Remington Fire Relief Fund where anybody at any of our Stockman locations around the state can come in and donate to that, as well as mail a check here to P.O. Box 250 here in Miles City, Montana. And just a great way to give back to those who have lost so much land burned and a large majority of that, those ranchers down there on that private stuff.
Sounds like a lot of support is flowing in. What have just in the last 24 to 48 hours, what have you been seeing or hearing? Or maybe the word hasn't gotten out that big yet to the help that folks can provide.
Yeah, I don't know an exact dollar amount right now, but I do know one of the neat story I heard, Aaron, when I was talking with one of the cattlewomen who helped administer this is, you know, there's a rancher who had called in to them and say, hey, we want to donate some hay and help any way we can. And they had said, hey, we actually had a fire on our place a couple of years ago and somebody had donated us hay. So I think I think it's going to be big in many ways. We anticipate, you know, we've done this before with a fire up in Jordan and just were able to really give back in a big way. So I anticipate it'll do really well.
Yeah, it's always a Montana, you know, neighbors helping neighbors kind of things, but especially in the ag community. I remember when there was a winter storm that blew through in South Dakota even, and a lot of cattle were killed there. And look at the way the Montana ag community stepped up for folks on the other side of the border even.
Yeah, exactly. I think, kind of thinking back, I'm not sure if you know that Paul Harvey poem, you know, God created a farmer, and there's a stanza in there where, you know, there's the farmer rancher hand, and he stops midfield to go and raise the seeing smoke on his neighbor's place. And, you know, I think that's the key of Montana agriculture. You know, those are principles we stand here at Stockman Bank with it. And, yeah, super important for eastern Montana and agriculture as a whole.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that Paul Harvey poem quite well because I remember when they did a Super Bowl commercial back about a dozen years or so ago, and they featured a lot of photographs of farmers and ranchers, and many of whom were Montanans that they featured in that Super Bowl commercial with Paul Harvey's words in the background. So tell folks how they can get a hold of you, how they can support the Stockman Bank matching grant here.
Yeah, so again, we have locations statewide, so all you'd have to do, again, is walk into any of those locations. just ask if you can donate. You can write a check, cash, transfer money to the Remington Fire Relief Fund. We additionally can accept mail checks here in Miles City or any of the locations, or contact me directly with any questions at 234-8444.
Yeah, and we've got a story on our Montana Talks website right now that Paul Mushaven wrote up that has the details where you can send a check donation to as well. Mitch Grove, Miles City Market President for Stockman Bank, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for what you guys are doing to help out.
Hey, thanks, Aaron. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Tell the crew hello down there. It was fun running into folks while we were set up at the cafe across the street. Just a couple weeks ago or so. All right, quick break. We'll get to, I know we had other callers on the line that still wanted to weigh in, so we'll get to your calls after this.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, we've got some great messages that have come in on our Montana Talks app. Quick reminder, tomorrow I'll be live from Yellowstone Sporting Goods in Livingston. We'll have open microphones for you. Anybody can come down and join us. That'll be a fun show. I've got a rundown. I'm going to be in Livingston this afternoon and tonight. I'll be in Butte Friday night. We're going to have some free gift cards for you. Check out the story at MontanaTalks.com. Dennis in Bozeman, he's got a new MAGA slogan for you. You know, MAGA, MEGA, whatever you want to call it. Make America Great Again. He's got another MAGA slogan for us. Maybe affordable groceries again? So that could be like MAGA with a question mark. Maybe affordable groceries again? I like that one. Andy in Whitefish, he likes my idea. I think he is a big fan of my comprehensive border strategy, my comprehensive immigration strategy. One in, one out. All right, we got some nice guy from another country or gal that wants to come to America. They love America. They're hardworking, and they want to come here the right way, the legal way. All right, you're in. All right, now go grab one of those spoiled brat liberal white Antifa kids from Portland. You're out of here. One in, one out. We're the bouncer. We're full, right? I mean, blame climate change if you want to. So anyway, Andy in Whitefish says, sounds like a fair trade to me, bro. So he's a fan of my comprehensive border strategy here. Mike in Billings has apparently noticed that Joe Biden has been on vacation for the past 2 weeks. Which begs the question, I thought Joe Biden told us he's going to spend his final few months in office curing cancer. How is Joe Biden curing cancer while he's sitting on the beach these last 2 weeks? Let's see, where did I put the message? I just had it here. Anyway, it was a message from Mike in Billings. Oh, I already threw that one in the recycle bin. Maybe old Joe is trying to get cancer sunning on the beach so he can find that cure. Ouch. That was from Mike in Billings earlier. Meanwhile, Missoula City Council member Sandy Vasica, she says, I'm sponsoring an ordinance amendment to disallow urban camping in Missoula parks. Public hearing will be on November 18th. Please let folks know. I would like their input. Sandra, I got to link you up with my friend down in Austin, Texas. He actually teamed up with a whole cross-section of folks with different political backgrounds. Matt Makoviak is his name, and they made some changes to the crazy transient policies down there. I got to link you guys up if I haven't yet. Okay, who do we got next up? Jason and Polson. Jason, are you still there?
Yeah, Aaron, I'm still here.
Well, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to provide a solution to a lot of our problems that we have that doesn't pertain to government. It's actually, you know, comes back to the family and the home life. And, you know, more good dads, we have less crime, we have less poverty, we have less violence, we have less illiteracy, we have less dropouts, we have less addiction, we have less self-harm by the children, we have less child abuse, we have less sexual abuse, we have less mental illness, we have less homelessness. We have less teen pregnancy, and we have less government dependence. So my challenge is to all the men, so-called men out there in the community, is to stand up for your sons and your daughters. And to, instead of going to the bar tonight, go home and take care of your children. So I've done it, and I've seen the positive changes that's made in my family and my community. So that's my challenge out there for all the men.
Well, that point that you make about how, look, if we don't have strong men, we don't have strong families. If we don't have strong families with strong men, look at all of the problems that you see in society. I mean, even Barack Obama talked about that once upon a time. It's not like that's some grand right-wing talking point, although they make it sound like that anymore, don't they?
They do, yeah. But it's basic fact. It's been the same for thousands of years. One of the things that's one of the tactics of the left is to destroy the family unit. Because if you destroy the family unit, then there's nothing firm for the children to stand on. So,
well, you got to have people. You got to have people dependent on the government. Because then, when they're dependent on the government, then they're dependent on voting for you, and then you get to keep your fancy job in Washington, and you get to keep sipping those vodka cranberries while you rack up the restaurant bills at the Bistro Cacao. We actually had a fascinating conversation about that very topic with a gentleman who came and talked to us in Havre. We were giving away gift cards in Havre, and he said, well, actually, I'm having lunch at the church over there, that church right over there. They once a month now, they'll do a free lunch for the entire community. Anyway, so we had this great conversation about how government came in and started becoming the service provider. But the government doesn't care if you turn your life around. They're just going to keep feeding a dependency, which feeds government, because then you're dependent on big government and you're dependent on voting for their folks. It was a really good conversation. Kevin, in the Flathead, we're just about out of time. What's on your mind?
Just a concept design, redesigning your canvas shopping bags there, big guy.
That
yeah. You need to cut the bottoms out because amounts to empty promises. You can put as many groceries in it and then nothing's there. Just like Kamala, and they got to be reversible.
So that's the
Kamala on one side, and then you reverse it, and her smiling, cackling face on the other side saying, I love plastic.
They can cackle when you open it. So for folks who haven't seen our canvas shopping bags that we've been handing out, it says this bag is 80% full because of Bidenomics. But I think you're right. You could just cut the bottom out with the way things are going right now. Good point.